We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building who's come as himself today.
What do you mean?
Because remember last time he came as 6'9"?
That's a long time ago.
That was so long ago.
And then he came as somebody else before.
Post Malone. But that was a long time ago.
And this last time we seen him.
No, it's not.
Yes,
he's been up here as himself
once
since then. Yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah, once.
Gary Owen, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. I think I came, what did I come last time? Married. I'm just kidding.
Married. Oh, married. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
you were married last time.
You were
that was a costume?
Huh?
That was a costume? Is that what you're saying, Gary? Wow.
That was an act?
Wow.
kidding.
I didn't want to start there.
Well, I mean, we were going to ask how you were doing. But since
I'm
you,
good. I was asking before I got here, like, how much longer are you here?
Oh, am I here? I'm not absolutely sure the date, but they said fall. So in the fall sometime.
I feel like you said that to a Black woman before in your life.
Like,
any truth to that?
Who knows if I'm leaving but doesn't have a date? I quit, but not today.
Well, you know, they gotta find replacements, so that takes a little time. I gotta find my co-host, so.
That ain't gonna be in the next 2 months, though.
Yeah, in order for us to throw that out there, we have to announce it.
I think it's better you just weren't here.
Shut up.
Like, it's just like, where's Angela? And all of a sudden, boom, got a new show.
Right. She's out.
Like Issa Rae. Like Issa Rae when she got married. Like, nobody knew, and it was just married.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is that That's how you're going to go about your life from now on?
You know it.
So let's get into it, Gary. What the hell happened?
What do you think happened?
Well, according to BET last year.
Good job.
Your wife at the time, Kenya Duke, was slamming a woman she believes to be your mistress. She said, you definitely know who I am. You didn't care at Gary on comedy. Is married, and you don't seem to care. He still hasn't seen his kids, which is weird because you are a baby mama.
You read it like with an attitude.
Dang.
You know what I mean?
That was the first? That was like the fourth thing that came out, right?
Yeah, that was a lot
first.
Of things.
That was the first.
That was a good one, though.
That
you know why? Because me and Duval and Carlos Miller, we always say black men don't cheat because we don't. You know, so if you was out here doing that, then you know you're proving us right. Black men don't cheat, but hey,
he's gracious.
And you spent a lot of money too on the mistress, because I saw that was part of the story.
What is there?
So did you cheat? Did you have a mistress?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
No good marriage ever ended because of cheating. I'll put it that way. Mm. No good marriage ever ended because of cheating. Bad marriages have, but no good marriage.
Now that's debatable, but that's a great talking point, Gary. That's a good, like, that could start a great conversation.
But also, like, I left. This whole narrative was like, she left me because I got caught cheating.
Correct.
I left.
Really?
I filed first. Mm. I made the phone call saying, I don't want to be divorced. I don't want to be married. Mm-hmm. So I want a divorce. So when everything came out, I just stayed quiet. But this whole narrative was, I got caught out there. She left me. That's not what happened.
Okay, I thought she filed for a divorce.
No, I filed first. So why she filed after me?
So why did you file? Like, what wasn't working?
You can get into all kinds of reasons, but the end of the day is you're unhappy, and then you sit here and you stay in it for the kids and everything else, and then you're like, God, I'm miserable, and it's weird because you feel selfish for choosing your own happiness. It's weird how that happens, because women always say, if you're gonna be out there and you're gonna be doing dirt and do this, leave. Mm-hmm. That's what I did.
Okay.
That's what I did.
Did you try to make it work at least?
Yeah, a couple times. Like, I left a couple times. Mm-hmm. We were together 23 years. Mm-hmm. There were a couple times that I left, but nobody knew.
Wow.
But this last time was just like, I'm just unhappy.
So how was it filming a show?
A reality show?
Yeah, the reality show. Were you guys okay then, or were you like, I'm going to try to stick it through?
And no, we were in a good place during the reality show. Mm-hmm. But it was after that. I left once after that, and then I left again. This last time I just went, I'm miserable.
So why should we believe you? She said you're a lying narcissist, Gary. Why should
isn't
we believe
that the go-to, though? The narcissist part, as soon as a guy leaves, he's a narcissist. A narcissist would have made a comment.
You didn't deny the lying, though.
What do you mean?
You just said the narcissist.
Well, a narcissist goes with lying. I mean, come on now. But that's always the go-to, the narcissist. The one that got me that you read it so much about you, like I was reading about myself, like, dang, this dude's wilding. I was like, wait, I'm reading about myself. Jesus.
The deadbeat part?
The deadbeat.
Yeah.
Because I was there. I was present. I liked being a dad. Mm-hmm. I mean, there wasn't a time, my kids never rode the bus. Like, if I'm home, I'm taking them to school, picking them up. And if not home, she's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Going to practice, whether it was volleyball, basketball, going to games. I didn't miss nothing. I didn't miss a birthday. You know, I remember we were at Think Like a Man 2, July 3rd, 2013, and we got off at like 5. I got on the plane so I could make sure I made my daughter's birthday, her 11th birthday, to make it back. I didn't go to sleep.
Wow.
I mean, it's not like I deserve kudos for that. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you're a dad.
You're a dad.
Yeah, but I like being a dad. So now, to be called a Debbie, one, you can't be a Debbie to adults.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that before, but right now, like...
You can't be a Debbie? Oh, because they're grown. Okay.
They're grown.
Yeah.
You know, but... it's also like I haven't talked to him in like a year and a half or
your
seen
kids?
Them. Yeah.
You haven't?
Yeah. Like I just
are they mad at you or?
They're mad.
Got you.
Because I left their mom though.
So for people to say like what happened? Most marriages, right, they don't work because of infidelity, money, abuse, mental abuse. So what was the reason why it didn't work? Why couldn't y'all hold it together? What was the reason? You said you weren't happy. Why weren't you happy, guys?
Trump. I'm just kidding.
You blame Trump on everything?
We blame Trump for everything.
Trump,
man. Everything went down.
Serious conversation.
No.
It's crazy,
guys. Ivanka. No, I don't know. There's a lot of reasons. I mean, what's important to me is like not to throw her under the bus because I want my kids and her to still have a good relationship and always have a good relationship. So it does me no good to like get into what she did, you know, but you know,
do you feel that she's lashing out because her feelings are hurt?
Mm-hmm. Without question.
And I know that, does that make you feel bad that obviously she's distraught over that? You guys have been together for 23 years.
Yeah, we're together a long
time.
Long time.
Can't be mad at her for feeling that way.
That's why I don't go in on her. Mm-hmm. I get it. I heard it. I hurt her. I broke up the family dynamic and everything, but even when I called, I remember when I called, I said, hey, I'm just not happy. I'm gonna file.
You did this over the phone? You didn't do it face to face?
Listen, I tried it the first time. I tried it face to face.
Okay.
I'm not doing that again. So I said, this one's going over
the phone.
You
got swung on?
let's just say, I'm not doing that again.
Okay.
So I was like, we just went over the phone. So when I called her and we talked for like 5 hours, and I thought we were going to keep it quiet. Mm-hmm. We would just be like, and even she said we were a good example of a married couple that show how people can get divorced with dignity and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what happened. TMZ got a hold of it, and I don't know. But, you know, I filed in Ohio. We had two residences. We had one in Ohio, one in California. Mm-hmm. I filed for divorce in Ohio. She filed in California. So when I saw the TMZ, my lawyer called and was like, we think a process server is on the way trying to serve you, because that's a big deal. How you getting served? That's a whole story in itself, me on the run.
You were running from the process server?
Oh, my God.
So that means you didn't want to get divorced then?
Huh?
That means you didn't
want
to get divorced?
No, I didn't want the divorce in California.
He filed in Ohio.
I filed in Ohio. Mm-hmm. She filed in California.
Did you get what, half? They take half in California or something like that? Or
more than half? I don't know. It's in Ohio. I don't know. I don't want to know. But, you know, the process server, when my lawyer called and was like, dude, because I remember I was in Naples, Florida. It was a Friday night. And I had two shows. I get off stage and I'm like, ah, shit. Because I'm getting text messages and everybody sent me the links to BET and People and all that. I'm like, this, how'd this happen? My lawyer said, you got a show? I said, yeah. She goes, you got to cancel it. I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, where are you going to get served? I said, what's that? I didn't know what a process server was. She goes, no, you don't understand. She goes, the process server serves you. Chances are the divorce could go down in California. If that happens, that's what she said. California is a 50-50 state.
Damn.
Which means she can get half of everything for the rest of your life. I said, say less. This show's over.
Like, that's crazy. Oh, you
screw those 300 people
shows.
That night in Naples, Florida. I was on the run. Goodness, if you look at my social media, I don't make a post for like 3 months. I switch my cell number, my cell carrier, because I'd be watching First 48. They'd be pinging them. That's how they catch the killers.
So how did they ever catch you?
No. I was on the run, bro. Now, I was going to really white areas. Minute, I was blending in. I went to Maine for a week. I hiked the Appalachian Trail in West Virginia. I went to Montana. Goodness, I went to North and South Dakota. I mean, I was Randy Moss, straight cash, homie. I canceled all my credit cards. I was on the run, bro. They almost got me in Colorado Springs. Almost got me in
with
Colorado
Dave?
Springs.
No, Colorado Springs. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, Colorado Springs, they almost got me. The guy chased me. I said on my last special, I said, I turned into Morris Chestnut from Boys in the Hood. That man was chasing me down. He tried to throw the papers
Morris
at me.
Morris got caught, Gary. Huh? Morris got caught.
No, I didn't. Yeah, Ricky got that.
So all this means you didn't have a prenup.
We didn't have none. We got married.
Right. 23 years.
Yeah. I mean, still, I'm just asking because people who are getting married now, there's talk about prenups and whether or not you should get one.
No, I didn't get no prenup.
But does she work?
Yeah, I mean, she flips houses and she had the travel company and stuff. So
what people will say is that, you know, she sacrificed raising the kids while you had your career.
She deserves half, Gary.
We sacrificed. We raised the kids together. You know what I mean?
But if you weren't there because you were on the road, you were traveling, doing shows, people would say, well, doesn't she deserve
She half? Deserves half.
No. She don't.
23 years? Raise that's a long children. Time. I've been with my wife for 24.
That's what I'm getting at. I'm not going to say nothing bad about her, but you don't know the whole story.
Oh, okay.
You don't know.
Okay. Well, how much does it hurt you about your kids, though, to not have spoken to them for a year and a half?
That's your kids.
Yeah, that sucks. That ain't gonna lie.
Did you try to call them?
Oh, I've done everything. I've done everything. I have. I've gone to Greensboro because my daughter's at A&T. Knocked on her door. She wouldn't answer. Damn. I tried to see her at the airport one time. Tried to catch her.
Yikes.
And then, you know, it's just, I don't know what to do at this point because I'm like blocked on social media. I've gone to every outlet to try to get a hold of my daughter. I went to Venmo. I went to WhatsApp. And every time I reach out, it's like, then I'm blocked. Damn. So it's like, dang.
Even when you send money?
No. On Venmo, just say hi.
Oh, got you. Yeah, don't say hi without no money attached to it, Dad.
Okay.
But when did that go bad? Because y'all were doing this together. Like, y'all were getting a divorce together. You said you had a five-hour conversation. You told the kids. And then when did it go left with the kids?
No, we didn't tell the kids. We were going to, like, wait and, like, do it together.
So they had to hear on the internet.
TMZ. That's how they found out. Man. And then I had to lie to my daughter one time because the processor was coming. And I didn't know. And she was supposed to come to Baltimore after it hit the fan. And I was like, come to Baltimore. And I sit down and we just have a weekend together and we could talk. And then I couldn't because she wasn't served yet and I wasn't served. So I had to tell my daughter, I said, you can't come because if she's with me and she gets served, I'm served. So it got like,
Love and War type deal, and it sucked because I had to lie to her and be like, I came up with some reason, like, I don't know if I'm going to do the show in Baltimore. But I flew her to Arizona to hang out with her cousin because I guess it's important to be with somebody this weekend. So I said, go hang out with your cousin in Arizona. I got it. But that was one thing I lied about.
I'm not sure you can say you was ducking the process server. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know if you should get on the radio and admit that
you... Oh, it's already done, though. Yes. Like, that's done. Like, we're in court right now. We're going... The divorce is happening.
Okay, okay.
It's not final yet, but we're still hashing out stuff.
Processor seems like a
it's filed
bad
in weirdness. So it wasn't filed in.
No, the process servers, they're unreal. They're unreal.
Like boogeyman, man. You just make me scared of the process.
But you don't know who it is and who wasn't. Because I would never fly into a city I was performing at because she kind of had a leg up. Because my schedule's online, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when I tell you I stayed in the...
You just got served.
Okay, I'm like this. She gets this water. No, one time I was in... I would never fly into a city I was going to. So one time I was in Baltimore, I flew into Pittsburgh and drove to Baltimore. And I stopped at like a Bob Evans because I was in like an Amish country. I'm like, I'm safe here.
All right.
All of a sudden, one black dude walks in. I go, what's he doing here? And he's dead at me. He goes, yo, Gary. I said, not today. He came to me. I'm throwing banana bread at the brother, gravy. He's chasing around Bob Evans. I said, bro, stop chasing me.
Was he the processor though?
No, I don't know. I ran away from him. I don't know.
Did the other white people in the restaurant get scared when they saw
you? They was like, what? Yeah, they was like, what is going on? I said, dude, I ain't that dude today.
Why you didn't scream for help?
I did. Dude, I told my opener, I go, start the car. I got it in like Duke boys.
Oh, Gary.
So where did it end up getting filed?
Ohio.
Okay.
Ohio. Yeah, it took a lot, but we finally got, she got served before I did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just.
Well, what do you think is fair?
I don't know. There's a lot I can't talk about still because it's not final. But I mean. I don't want to say anything because it could
be used against
me. So, I think about $12.
Yeah, I feel bad for laughing. How did they catch up, though? How did they catch up?
We got her at a Panera Bread drive-thru.
Stop playing.
That's terrible. Mm-hmm.
Somebody at the drive-thru, like in the drive-thru, gave it to her?
Blocked in with two cars. And then the process server was like, it's go time. And I was like, dude, this is not the Bourne Identity.
You was with him?
Had to be.
Wow.
I flew. Gary. No, it was
how
like.
You know she was going to Panera Bread?
I didn't. Here's what happened.
Oh my gosh.
I hired a process server and I paid 24/7 surveillance. Like,
this is
would not come. She would not come out the house. She was like not coming out. They're like, and the process was like, she won't come out. Nobody will come out. I said, act like you DoorDash. My son's always ordering food. And then she was like, they was like, drop it at the door. I was like, we got the Ring camera. She goes, they just say drop it at the door. I was like, dang it. So I had to hire a different person, and me and her flew. We flew into Sacramento, and so we didn't want to fly into San Francisco, Oakland, because we don't know. She got a lot of cousins in the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So we flew into Sac, got a rental car, and drove. And I said, yo, she shops a lot, and she grocery shops a lot. I said, so we pulled into a Safeway. She was pulling out. I said, no way. And the processor was like, should we get her now? I said, nah, we can't. We can't block her in. We had to follow her for like 20 minutes on the highway. And I'm in the back seat hiding because I didn't want to see her in the passenger seats. Now I'm back and I keep ducking up. And she goes, I think she knows it's us. I go, she has no clue. Come on. So we got her. She went into Panera and she got blocked in. And then we got her.
Gary, way. I hope you're telling the truth because, man, if not, you are about to unleash a black woman scorned on your ass.
I ain't saying nothing bad about her.
But you saying something. You talking, period. She's going to have something to say.
He never spoke. We always heard.
I know, but I'm wondering why now.
But like, I never said I'm not, and I won't say anything bad about her. This is just what happened.
Yeah.
This happened. Like, she got served at Panera Bread. I did file first. Nothing I said didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. But why now, though? Like, why talk about it now? Because it went quiet.
It was quiet. I don't know. Everybody kept telling me, like, you should tell your side. And honestly, it's probably this is another effort for my kids to hear it.
Yeah, they're going to hear it. True.
Mm-hmm. What's the road to you and Kenya being civil? Like, what do you think has to happen?
I don't know. I think the divorce has to become final first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can start the healing process. But right now, it's like, geez, it's as ugly as it can get.
Are you worried about her exposing your N-word tape?
Oh, God.
That's never happened.
Y'all
been together 23 years?
Yeah, that's never happened. Nebraska.
Nebraska.
I'm an Ohio State fan, bro.
But I was gonna ask with your kids, so how do you, like, because you're the dad, so you got to pay for ish. So how does that work? Because you're paying for college, paying for this, paying for that?
I'll be honest. I paid for the first year and a half at A&T, and then my daughter got really upset at me, and she said, I don't want you paying anything else. Stop.
Oh, they really mad.
They mad. Yeah. And so I was just, but like, we always talk about the betrayal part. The stuff that got me was like my circle. Like, I had to completely change it. Like, my openers, they did some dirty stuff with the divorce. I was like,
what,
telling my kids stuff about me.
Wow.
And things like that. And then my dad was the worst. My dad?
Your dad?
Oh, that hoback bitch. Oh,
what?
My God. What'd
your dad do?
My dad did the bitch shit of bitches. You gotta edit this out, probably, right?
No.
Cousin?
No.
This motherfucker. So when the divorce hit the fan, the processor, my dad kept calling, texting, man, call me, I got your back, da da da. And keep in mind, this is the dad that wasn't around when I was growing up, and then he kind of came back when I got in TV and movies. It's weird how that happens.
Gotcha.
So one of the weeks I was hiding out, I went to Sedona with this girl that I'm seeing, right? At this point, it's not Miss Side Chick. This is June. We had been separated since January. It hit the fan in March 2021.
That's who she was. Kenya was probably talking about, right?
She's upset. Yeah. About her. So, we were in Sedona and we went to Grand Canyon, and I took a picture and I sent it to like 5-6 people in my inner circle, that letting people know I'm okay, keeping people updated on where I was. My dad was part of that, right? So, I go to Cincinnati like in July 4th last year. I go to a Reds game, and I got a suite, and nobody's been served, so I'm still being careful. You know, so I had to get a suite because I didn't want somebody to be like, here's peanuts and papers.
Right.
You know what I
mean?
So my dad got mad that I didn't take him to the Reds game, sends me a voicemail, cusses me out and everything. Then sends me a long text so I don't include him and stuff, and he's come to expect this from me, and I'm going, is he mad about a Reds game? Right. I called him, and we've done this before. We cussed each other. We got an argument, cussed him out. He cussed me out. I cussed him out, hung up. This bitch, that picture of me and the girl, he sent it to my ex.
Wow.
Then that's how she found out. That's where that all came from.
Mm-hmm.
Then he posted the picture I sent on his Facebook page with the middle finger emoji in front of it. Then he posted a picture of my ex-wife on his Facebook page and said, I got you back to this divorce. You've always been like a daughter to me.
I respect him.
He don't like black people.
Support black women.
He don't like black people, though. Like, this mug is a Trump thumper.
He don't like black people.
He's a Trump thumper. Like, I ain't saying he was at the Capitol. He's at the monument when they rushed it. He made the trip. I think he just got cold feet at the last minute. This whole bag bitch. Who does that to their son, though?
Oh,
that you weren't around, though.
Oh, my
right?
God, man.
And to post that for attention.
And post that. And then to give her, like, the only thing you did, you didn't hurt me. You didn't hurt that girl. You hurt my ex, and you hurt my kids with that.
That's real.
You didn't hurt me. You know what I mean?
Well,
so he's always posted stuff on his Facebook about what a good mom they got, stuff like that. I'm like, this, you bitch.
Like, you haven't even been around.
Okay, I'll tell you one thing. When Kenya get him some Reds tickets, you really gonna feel it.
All over a baseball game. Keep in mind, motherfucker never took me to a baseball game growing up.
Yeah. Right.
Now, you
bitch. Is the new woman black or white?
Dude, don't worry about that.
I need to know, Gary.
They're always gonna be black.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, why was Kenya mad at Claudia Jordan? I remember when things were hitting the fan, and then she was blaming Claudia for something.
That was so when I called and said I wanted the divorce, you know, you're so worried that your quote unquote past is gonna catch up with you, basically, mm-hmm. right? And so that weekend before, I was in Dallas, and I use the same trainer every time I go to Dallas. And Claudia introduced me to the trainer. It's a female trainer, mm-hmm. so. I guess she went to the trainer's page and saw a picture of me and her that I didn't tell her I took that picture with the trainer. Keep in mind, it's a public place. We just took a picture. And she just, I guess she took that and was like, I must be sleeping with that trainer in Dallas, which mm-hmm. wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
And Claudia introduced me to the trainer,
mm-hmm.
basically. So that's how Claudia got in the middle of it.
Gotcha.
But that didn't happen. That didn't happen.
How this process affected just you mentally and emotionally? Because it can't be easy. I know you laughing and joking, but it can't be easy.
I tell you what, though, a lot of people reached out, like a lot of dudes that have been through messy divorces in our business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to name names, but I'll keep our conversations private. But a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But mentally, it gets to you sometimes. Like, you'd be in the car, and you'd just be like, the wrong song comes on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it gets taxing at times. Because you're alone, and, like, I was there the whole time my kids grew up, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like, to be now, to have no, like, contact with them, it's like.
Would you ever tell the kids the real story? I know you said that you wouldn't ever tell the whole story because you don't want to, I guess, make her look bad.
But it's not looking bad.
Okay.
It's just like. I don't want, it's not my place, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not my place to.
When she's
to
ready to tell it, she can tell it.
She could tell it if she wants to.
Did she cheat on you?
There's always three sides.
Did she cheat on you?
I'm not, you know, but here's the thing with a divorce, too. We always ask what the man did. Always do that.
That's what I asked. Did she cheat on you?
Every time the divorce happened, we always like, ooh, the man had to do something. Mm-hmm. It's like this. We never, like, say, look, what, like, if it's a bad marriage, it's a bad marriage. Because when I called her and said I wanted the divorce, and I said, yo, I think you're going to be happier. I'm going to be happier. I said, I want you. Because she would say, like, I need this from you, this from you, this from you. I said, I couldn't give it to her anymore. I just couldn't. So I was like, I want you to be happy. I want you to find somebody else. And, you know, there's no malicious intent on mm-hmm. my part. I thought that's the route we was going.
Yeah.
But you get, you know, I also knew that, you know, she was, I think it's like, as a woman, you're like, what didn't I do right? And he had to be doing something else. Right. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? But we never ask what the woman do.
Isn't it crazy to have been so in love and never anticipate that things would end this way? You know, just think about, like, the earlier days, and you think things are forever and we just love each other. And then you never expect people to just be at war like this.
Yeah. Well, this is a very one-sided war. Because I'm not really at war. Mm-hmm. I just want to get, I want to have a relationship with my kids again, obviously. Because, like, I had a show in Sacramento about a month ago, and our oldest, my stepson, his aunts came to my show, and I got worried. So wow. his aunts on his real dad's side,
okay.
you know? And I saw him. They was at the meet and greet, and I was like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was coming at me. And I looked at them, and they walked up on the stage, and I said, are you mad at me? And they said, no, we can never be mad at you. You took care of our Emilio. Mm. Like, so they acknowledged, like, oh, mm-hmm. through all whatever, like, you know, they was like, they saw the bigger picture, like, oh, you basically raised a kid that wasn't yours. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And now he's cool, president of society.
During that time, how did you make money? Because you were on the road, you weren't doing shows, you were hiding and ducking, but you still had two mortgages, you still had to pay for college, you still had to pay for a thing. Like, how did you keep the money coming in?
Yeah, we saw those numbers.
No, I was still on the road. I was just careful.
Right.
Gotcha. Now, I would tell the clubs, I'd call the club, like, look, I ain't been served. I need security. Like, we would have security, like, in the front, almost like plants, like undercover cops. I said, I need one of your security guys in the front.
Wow.
If anybody gets up, they cannot come towards the stage. Baltimore had, like, a plastic hockey thing around it. The Baltimore Comedy, like,
oh, really?
I felt like I was playing for the the Rangers.
So you were preparing for comedians getting attacked long before Chappelle and Chris.
yeah.
Wow. Because
there was one time in Baltimore, somebody tried to give my opener a manila envelope. He goes, yeah, I got this show in Pittsburgh for Gary. I was like, that's not how we do things. And he came in the back, and he's like, yo, this guy, I said, you can't accept anything. You just because he's in the lobby pumping his social media and everything, I said, you can't accept nothing, because if you accept something, I can be served.
Mm-hmm.
So that could have been another instance. I don't know. You don't know who's a problem. Them dudes are tricky. That could do in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
He almost got me, bro. Almost. But
well, go ahead.
No, go ahead. The betrayal part's the worst.
Why do you keep saying betrayal? Like, what is
my dudes, man? Like,
oh, your people
around
you.
Okay.
What happened with your opening comedians?
Yo, they dirty, man. That's dirty. You don't tell. Like, no matter what happens, you don't ever go to some dude's family and talk smack about, especially a dude put money in your pocket.
Right.
So to go to my kids and everything and talk shit about me, I'm like, and telling them stuff. Like, why would you tell them that? You know what I mean? So I just.
And how old's your youngest?
She's 20.
She's 20. Okay.
She's at A&T in Greensboro.
So now with your kids, you missed the 21st birthday of the other ones. You missed all those monumental dates.
I never missed a birthday. And then I missed the last two for both.
Jeez.
And I'm hoping that gets better for you soon.
So that's why when Charlamagne said, why are you coming on? I go, well, eventually I was going to have to talk anyways. I mean, you don't have to, but eventually, you know, you got to address the elephant in the room. I did Absolutely. In my special a little bit.
I was going to ask you that. How does this play into your stand-up now? I've heard when Marlon Wayans was up here, he said anything can be funny. But how do you turn this into material at all?
Oh, no, it's funny. Like, you can turn funny. You don't have to... You don't have to make it about her and what she did and make her to be some evil person. Mm-hmm. But you can make anything funny. I kind of addressed it in my last special a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the new one, I'll hopefully it'll be final by then. And then I could just talk. And it's not even about her. It's about me. Mm-hmm. What was I feeling? What was I going through? Why did I do what I did? And where I'm at now with my life.
Are you nervous about your black fan base? Especially women, black women?
Nah, they good.
They're rocking with you.
Yeah, because it was funny too. I was in some city and I was in my hotel for like 8 days straight and you're just reading the internet. And you're just like.
You go crazy doing that, Gary.
You gotta stop that, Gary.
But there's nothing else to do. Like, you're just in your room, and I can only watch so much TV, so it's funny because the blog sites that I read, I keep popping up. I go, wake up. I'm like, again? Mm-hmm. Something else? So it starts to mess with your psyche a little bit. And then somebody called me and made sense of it. They said, your talent is not going to allow you to go broke. They said that to me, and I said, I need to hear that. And then I was on stage. When the first time I got on stage after shit hit the fan, and this lady in the back, I'm like 45 minutes in my act. She goes, I love you, little cheating ass. And I go, you don't know how bad I need to hear that. Not that words, but just the fact that she's like, we don't care.
Well, did you cheat, Gary?
That's the thing. Everybody wants to know that.
Kenya will let us know, since you don't want to tell us.
She'll let us know. Yeah, she'll let you know.
according to her, yes.
Yeah.
But if you did, you did.
Huh?
If you did, you did. It's, you know, the sad,
I'm going back
I'm sad
to,
that you did, but, you know.
I'm going back when you... If you're just so unhappy in a marriage, you're just like, I can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
And it's bad as a dude because you're in there for the kids, you're trying to be there for them, but then you're just like, I can't do it anymore.
He was already emotionally, mentally disconnected.
Completely.
He was checked out.
Completely. Gotcha. Like, it was just like, your roommates.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, I just can't do it anymore. Now, did I think it would be this bad with the kids? No. Mm. Did I think it would be this bad with her? Yes. Mm-hmm. I was mentally prepared for her to lash out because you're kind of blowing up the spot a little bit. You know, you're coming in going, I don't want to be married anymore. And I think, I can't speak for her, but I think women are like, ooh, why wasn't I good enough? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, like, with the kids, like, he was there. So the fact that you with your daughter, like, could you imagine your daughter not talking to you ever again?
Yeah, because that's your daughter. Your daughter probably hates how you did mom. But
she still would talk to you because she still would want to get both sides. She still would want to have a conversation. She still would want to have that relationship.
Yeah, but she don't want to hear that. Even if what you said, it makes perfect sense. Like, you're emotionally, mentally disconnected, but kid, nobody still wants to hear that. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You're like, still working out with mom.
Yeah, because you want the, you know. And in my son's eyes, it's like, you did her wrong. You know, how could you do that to her? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just going, and my thing is to sit down with my kids, I don't want to talk. I want to listen. I want to hear how they felt when it happened. How do you feel about me now? And then we could move
forward.
And I think
also what would really hurt them the most probably is finding out through TMZ.
Yeah.
Because you go to school, you're with your classmates, and then all of a sudden it's bang, and it's like, oh.
And it got dropped on like Friday night. Like, I'm sure my daughter was out with her friends
and
stuff like that. My son, I was just like this. Oh, Friday night? Not like Tuesday morning.
Do you think you sabotaged the marriage on purpose because you was ready to be out? So it's like, you know what? Catch me. I don't care.
I mean, there's some validity to that. I don't think that was my mindset. I just think it was more like, I just couldn't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think with her, with me filing first, her betrayal was so you planned this.
Mm.
That was her thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you planned this? You went and got a lawyer? And you've been like leading me on and you knew this was coming?
Damn.
But I was like, in my mind, I was like, I had to do that. That's how divorce works. You get the lawyer, you got to protect yourself. And then you call and you hope, you know, work it out. But, man, because it was odd when it was like, you're reading all these people going, I'm glad she left that dusty white devil. You know what I mean? I was like, this. She didn't know. You know, I left first.
You're not denying you're a dusty white devil. You're just denying that.
Gary, dusty.
You always miss the key
dusty.
Word, Gary.
Okay, it's true, man.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
So you don't think y'all ever be even cool again?
I do. One day, like, I can laugh about like my part in the divorce. I can own it with her. I'll keep that between us and everything, but. Also, her part in it, like, I'll be able to laugh about it. I'm not really malicious like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have malicious bones in my body to like, except for my dad.
So listen, if I'm not saying she did, but if she did cheat on you, was it get back for what you was doing?
Mm-hmm.
Because the male ego is very fragile. We can dish it, but can't take it.
Unless you're emotionally checked out.
Unless you're emotionally checked out.
Then I think that's like you. Yeah. And this is one thing too. If you're with a woman, and even the thought of her cheating doesn't affect you, yeah, you should probably get out.
Oh, I agree with you.
You should probably get out. Like it wouldn't have, like if she would have came to me at the point when I filed, if she would have came to me like, well, I'm seeing somebody else, I'd have been like, whew, good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, good.
Yeah.
That way you can focus your energy on him and move on. Hopefully he's the right guy for you.
People don't discuss that enough, though, what you're talking about, just being emotionally disconnected. Because it's always like Envy named all those things earlier, abuse and cheating. And sometimes things just run its course, man. Yeah.
And there wasn't none of that. There was no mental, physical abuse with me and her or the kids. None of that ever happened. Like, it just didn't. Like,
did you guys try therapy?
We did a while back. And then, but this time, the therapy would have been just spinning the wheels. Like, you know, I knew I was out. Mm. I knew it. And I just, and the thing was, I stayed in it longer than I should have for the kids, and I didn't want to hurt nobody.
Mm.
So you're just staying in it, and you're coming home going, man, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. Mm-hmm. And we had, you know, we just was like, I just didn't want to be there.
The bad thing is, even with your kids, they're never going to like your new relationship, regardless of how great the woman is. They're never going to like it, because they're always going to look at that as a disrespect to mom.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a tough thing that you have to deal with.
Could be, but.
How does she feel about it?
And another black woman too? Oof.
Yeah, how does
the, I promise you, if
feel?
It was another race, it probably would have been a little, she would have took it a little different.
Really?
I think so.
I don't think so. I think it would have been worse.
Yeah, I don't.
If he would have left, let's say he would have left, and he would have left with a white woman, and they posted a white woman.
It makes sense. Dusty white devil, dusty white devil.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dang it.
See?
Like this.
But how is the new woman dealing with it? How is she dealing with everything? Because
I'm telling you, man,
too.
I'm keeping everything private from here on out. I'm not about to go there. And
why would you trust her, though?
Who?
The new woman.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying, why would you trust her to keep things quiet?
You don't have a baby on the way, do you?
No, I don't have a baby on the way.
You got a baby on the way?
No, I don't have a baby. Twins. I'm just kidding.
But I'm saying, why would you trust her?
Look, man, let's focus on what I came here for, all right? Let's focus on the past and not the future. Let's focus on this white devil Dusty's past.
Oh, man.
I just wanted to, I guess, yeah. Because you was like, why'd you come on and say it now? I go, I guess I figured this was the right platform. And I knew coming on here, like, I could really say my piece without being so emotionally, how do you call it? Separate at this point, like I can just speak on the facts and not be like, well, this is what she was doing and this is how she was feeling. I can't speak on that. I just tell my part. I left. I wasn't happy. I own what I did between us. She knows, and I don't have to bring up dirt on her, talk bad about her. It's pointless. It doesn't help. It's just another thing for the blogs to talk about.
We actually have Kenya on the phone. Would you like to talk to her?
You mother.
No, we don't.
But no, we do have that thing called, what's that thing called? What's it called, Eddie? Fair air trade, you know, when somebody comes up and tells their side. So
feel free.
Yeah,
if she ever
wants
to come up.
We have to.
Feel free.
Yeah.
Look, feel free, and she can air whatever she wants about me. You know, that's on her.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. I'm not
I don't
going
think she would,
her.
Though.
You know what I mean?
I don't think she would. She got Instagram.
Well, you're still part of the, well.
Dude, she's. She's gone in so much, like, man, it was like getting getting in a fight with freaking Tyson Fury. She just kept coming, like.
You know? Did you ever hit her and like be like, could you stop?
No, I never.
He meant text.
Never.
No, I meant like text, Gary. Like, did you text Gary?
Oh, text Gary.
Like, wow.
Jesus.
Never. No. But here's and it sucks because it is love and war. Like, I am literally following the advice of my legal team,
of your attorney,
where they said you can't reach out because it comes up in court.
Yeah.
Anything you do comes up in court. So I'm like, they said you. I know it sucks, but you have to stop communication with her,
so
not
the
kids. Oh my gosh. April or May?
Wow. Of this year?
Of last year? 2021.
Wow.
Like, she's texted a couple times and stuff like that. But as far as me responding, it's been a while. Just because once the divorce is final, what I hope is like, then I can call her and be like, let's sit down. And if you got to yell at me and get it off your chest.
You ever thought about just calling her, and the reason being because you know who the real winners is y'all attorneys.
But he can't.
Her attorney and her attorney are caking off.
Yeah, that's true.
So whatever they got to do, they, oh my goodness, that I would hate to see that build.
I've seen how they do it in court. I see how they take your words or something you do and just completely twist. You're like, that's not what happened. That was a joke I said on stage or things like that. Like, God, and every dime you spend, they're bringing up. Like, they got upset I went to the Super Bowl. I've been waiting to Bengals my whole life to go to the Super Bowl, and they were like, he went to the Super Bowl! Yeah. Like I'm tricking off my money on the Super Bowl. They didn't know I made money on the Super Bowl because I bought Dwayne Wade and Gab got the suite at SoFi. As soon as the Bengals went, they couldn't go. I bought the tickets off Dwayne. He said, how many you want? I said, 8. Give me all 8. So I bought all 8 at cost for him. So he didn't make no money. He didn't lose money. I just basically paid for him. So I was able, and I that's what I wanted. I want to take my kids to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So that's when I flew to Greensboro and tried to see my daughter. It was Saturday, Super Bowl Sunday. And I knocked, and she wouldn't answer. And I was like, I was trying to get her like, come on, I got a plane. Man, let's go. Man. And she wouldn't go. Man. And then so I took some other people. But I sold the unused tickets and made money off the Super Bowl, basically.
Does Dwayne Wade know this?
What?
That you made money off his tickets.
Oh, they're yours. You bought them.
Yeah, I bought them.
Oh. Yeah, he bought them, but as a friend. He was like,
But I took a couple people in Dwayne's crew as thank you. Like the Sean, I don't know if you guys know Chantel. Chantel's and Dwayne.
I love Chantel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I took Chantel because she's the one that helped facilitate the deal between me and Dwayne and everything.
Yeah, so I said, Chantel, Roxy, Terrence, Chantel.
Yeah.
Okay. I was Telltale Heart.
So I took So I told her, I said, dude, I'm gonna give you 2 tickets. Because you helped seal the deal and my kids wasn't going now, so she went and everything. So it was like, I made money off Super Bowl. So it wasn't like I went and tricked off. I actually made money off those.
Do you regret flirting with Wendy Williams and like telling all your business on
Williams.
That show?
What? I did not.
Yes, you did.
She asked me out. I didn't flirt with her.
Oh, yeah, she did ask you out.
She asked me out.
You went out with her, right?
Huh?
You went out with her, right?
I met in a public place.
That's going out still.
No. When you catch your own Uber home and to and from, that's not.
That's going out, Gary.
No.
You was outside.
Public place. I thought it was going to be with a group.
So you went on a date.
Gary, you went out.
I did not go on a date.
Oh, my God.
I did not go on a date.
You went out. Date.
You went out, Gary.
I did not.
She publicly asked you out on television. Then you met her later that day at a restaurant. That's going out, Gary.
That's a My thing with this is, why wouldn't I, if someone like her, and you don't like to think of her as a mogul, but she is. She rolled
absolutely.
The dice on her radio show and got her own talk show, and everyone's like, you crazy. You making cake on your radio show. Mm-hmm. And it worked out. So why wouldn't I get a chance to go one-on-one and just like, how did that work? How'd you do that? Like, I'd be stupid. We always say, like, you should always, people doing better than you, not better than you, but people have done stuff that you haven't done in your world. Like, pick their brain.
But you'll get stuff.
Yeah, okay,
we know you didn't go on
so
a date.
So it was one-on-one, not a
you
date.
You went on a date.
No, there was other people around, though.
In the restaurant.
When not I got there, there was other people sitting with her.
Got you. Your wife was mad about that, though. Your ex-wife was mad about that.
I don't think so. Nothing happened there.
She vented. She was on Instagram. She was
I think mad. She was more upset of what I said on Wendy.
On the interview,
on Wendy, you know what I mean? So it sucks, but...
How much longer do you think this is going to go on in court before you finalize things?
Well, we finally agreed to mediation, so that's coming up.
That's great.
And then if that don't work out, we go to trial in October. So hopefully before the end of the year, it'll be over with.
Mediation's a good sign, though.
I hope. That's all I want. Let's just be fair and let's just move on, because we can't get this time back.
Goodness gracious. Damn, Gary.
Because I was looking forward to going to A&T's homecoming.
Damn. You can still go.
You can still go.
It'd be awkward. You know what I mean? Like,
it definitely would be awkward because you'd be there by yourself. Your daughter walk right by you, not speak.
Fighting for the love of your children makes perfect sense to me. So.
What's that?
Fighting for the love of your children makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, man. That's the weird part, because I didn't have the examples. I didn't have, like, my dad wasn't around, and then my stepdad was kind of a dick. So it was just like, I didn't have the examples.
Mm-hmm.
So when you become a dad, like, I didn't know what to do, but I knew what not to do.
Where
was no, you ain't this. I always made sure I uplifted my kids and spoke highly of them. Son got cut from the team. It's all right. Let's go practice. Stuff like that. Like, I would have coached all his sports teams if I was in town a lot, but as a comedian, we're leaving.
Yeah.
But there was like, you know, when I came home, I never missed a practice, never missed a game, none of that stuff. If I could make a game, like, there was times, like, I had a show, and if I could make it back to Cincinnati for the game, I'd fly back to make it back to my show that night. I was in D.C., I remember one time I direct flights. I had to get back to Cincy, went to his game, and flew back to make my show just because I wanted to see his game. I enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed going to their stuff, the recitals and everything. So that's what sucks.
Well, I'm really hoping this all works out soon for you.
Absolutely.
I'm about to sit back and watch the rebuttal. The rebuttals are going to be amazing from this interview.
Huh?
The rebuttals from this interview are going to be amazing.
I didn't say nothing bad.
No. You don't have to.
And you are on tour, right? The We Outside Tour.
Yeah, that's coming. We started late September. Mm-hmm. Y'all making like $3 a show.
No way.
On that.
That's a good lineup.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I'm just doing it. I'm charity.
Oh, man.
Charity. Well, Gary Owen, we appreciate you for joining
us. Hold on, we might as well, since he's here.
This is the most unfunniest interview I've done here.
I thought it was hilarious. The whole thing. I am finding this highly amusing.
What do you have?
Who's your Mount Rushmore comedy guy?
Me. All four faces, bro. All four. Why would I think somebody's funnier than me? No.
I didn't say funnier.
What?
I just said who's on your mind?
Me. Me in the 90s.
So
me in the 2000s.
So
me in the 2010s. And me in the 2020s. All versions of me. Single Gary before I got married. Oh, Gary married. Man. Gary unhappily married. And Gary divorced. Those are my four favorite comedians.
Gary Owen, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what I mean? What did you think I was going to say? The normal? I was going to say the normal?
Yeah, Dave, Eddie.
Oh, God.
Chris.
The
Richard.
Run of the mill.
Yeah.
The normal Mount Rushmore. Can we get a different statue?
The goats.
Huh? Man. Are they the goats?
Are they?
I don't know.
You tell me.
Are they the goats?
Comedy subjective.
To me, Chris is definitely one of the goats. I mean, Dave's a goat dependent. I think Chris is a stand-up goat. Dave is a TV stand-up goat. Yeah.
You want to put Eddie
Chris again? And Dave?
Eddie, yeah, I put Eddie. I mean, Eddie was the first stand-up special I ever saw, actually, Raw, when I was a kid. Damn. I wasn't Delirious. Which one was the first one?
Delirious.
Delirious.
I saw Raw was like, Delirious is red, the red outfit,
yeah, Delirious
and Raw was the blue outfit.
Yeah, my dad let me see Delirious when I was a kid.
Raw was the first time a girl hit on me and French kissed me in between two arcade machines after Raw. Went and saw Raw, and the theater was empty, and we were hiding from other people, went and saw another movie, and like the girl was like 3 years older than me, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, what the? That was the first time. That's why I remember. I don't remember any joke in Raw. But I do remember getting tongued down.
Yeah, yeah. I got Carlin on my Mount Rushmore.
Carlin's a man.
And I didn't get on the Carlin until this doc that came out this year on HBO.
What about the doc? Is it good?
Oh, it's a fan. Phenomenal.
Isn't he from Ohio?
I don't remember.
Mount Rushmore. We got some beasts out of Ohio, bro.
Yeah, Dave. How's Dave not on your
Cat
from Ohio too?
Cincinnati boy.
Wow.
Yeah, get it. Steve Harvey.
No Steve. Mm-hmm. Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We got some monsters coming out of Ohio.
Yeah.
Seriously. Gary. Yeah. Owen. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, Gary.
Okay, you don't. Oh, you don't.
It's Gary Owen.
You just completely disregarded me, Daniel Stewart.
Thank you for joining us.
Why'd I come on here? This is stupid. You know what? Delete this whole interview. I'm going back.
It's Gary Owen. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.